Joko Widodo appears to be on track to become Indonesia's next president. Sample counts by 8 polling companies put Mr. Widodo 4% ahead of his rival, former General Prabowo Subianto. But Mr. Subianto is refusing to concede, and the official result is still a month away. The Senate is likely to finally vote this afternoon to repeal the carbon tax, but it's come at a cost. The Senate has voted to keep tax concessions that will punch another $2 billion hole in the government's budget. Immigration Minister Scott Morrison has made a secret visit to a war-torn region of Sri Lanka. Jaffna was the scene of some of the worst fighting during the civil war, and Tamil politicians are complaining Mr. Morrison ignored them during his trip there. The minister is still refusing to say what he plans to do with the more than 150 Sri Lankan asylum seekers being held in a customs boat at sea. And the jury in the Gerard Baden Clay murder trial is expected to retire to consider its verdict today. The Brisbane real estate agent is accused of killing his wife. The jury's been told they must consider finding Mr. Baden Clay guilty of manslaughter if they don't find him guilty of murder. And another attempt's been made this morning to free a humpback whale stranded on the Gold Coast beach. Rescuers from SeaWorld tried to pull the whale out to sea using a specially made harness, but unfortunately the rope snapped.